Dan Tolsman is the Raptors 905 GM, and he's kind enough to take some time today. Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're happy to. Now, you grew up in Tucson, Arizona. Why? That's a beautiful area of the world, and here you are in the 905. A good transition, right?
Yeah, it's been a couple of very cold years here up in Toronto so far. I'll just say that.
Tell us how the team looked in their opening weekend in Fort Wayne. What did you like about what you saw? And it's a development league. We know that, but wins still really matter to the players, and they're going to matter to you, and they're certainly going to matter to your fans, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's kind of a there's got to be a balance of that, because you know our main goal is to get these guys ready for the NBA, primarily our guys that are on the Raptors roster already. But at the same time, like, you know, it's hard to preach about a winning culture and everything that comes along with that without actually winning. So it's definitely one of those things where it's going to be tough to swallow too much losing. But at the same time, as long as we're seeing progress and we're seeing guys get better and, you know, the team comes together and we're playing hard and we're, you know, playing the right way, I think that I think wins just kind of come with that more than anything. It's not like we have to go out and bring in guys to try and win games. It's more of if we do the things the right way and we put in the amount of work that we're planning to, I think we'll end up winning some games.
Dan Tolsman joins us, general manager and director of player personnel for Raptors 905. Their home opener goes tonight. So a lot of people will come out to watch one name in particular, and that is Bruno. What does a good, solid, positive year look like for that guy?
I think the biggest thing for him is just making strides towards understanding basketball on an NBA level. I think that his background prior to us drafting him was very limited as far as like advanced understandings of how to really play the game of basketball and just kind of having that feel, like the natural feel that all NBA players have with, you know, just making a quick play and doing you know, like the different things expected out on the court. And I think he's still kind of in a learning mode for that, just really just understanding how to play basketball at this level. And so if we can just get him to the point where he's making, you know, kind of natural choices and just kind of like flowing through the game, like more of doing exactly – it's hard to say because he's basically, like, right now he's doing a lot of thinking out on the court because there's so much coming at him. And for the last year, we've been just pumping him with all the different things that, you know, we need him to pick up eventually. But he just needs to kind of get beyond the thinking and just playing. And if he can get to the point where he's making those split-second decisions that are the correct decisions, then I think that we're making baby steps towards, you know, the next step, which is kind of building on his repertoire of weapons that he has and being able to really kind of just develop everything from there.
Dan Tolsman, Raptors 905 GM, our guest. They play the Maine Red Claws at Hershey Center tonight, 7:30 start, and they go to Maine this weekend for two games. This league, the D-League in total, I know that the CBA filled this a little bit 10, 15 years ago, but players must find this to be so valuable. And I don't know that we've seen all the fruits, like the graduated fruits from players, but I'm sure there are players watching this, Dan, that look 15, 20 years ago that are as old as you, as old as me, who go, I wish that this had been around then, because I swirled out. I didn't have anywhere to play. I got drafted by a good team, and then I was out of the league within 2 or 3 years, and there was nowhere for them to send me. You must see that sentiment exist all around the NBA.
I think that there's very much a feeling of there's so many young guys in the league now that they end up reaching their potential sooner because of the in-game experience that they're getting by being sent down to the D-League and playing big minutes and, you know, getting instruction versus, you know, like you said, like 10 years ago when 15 years ago when guys they'd sit on the bench for 2 years before really getting an opportunity. And then once they get that, then they're, you know, 3-4 years away from like reaching their peak. So I think that's one reason why we're seeing younger players like having big impacts in the NBA has to do with, you know, the ability to get these guys minutes early in their careers and really help their development sooner than, you know, when their time comes on the NBA roster.
Dan Tolsman, our guest GM of Raptors 905 home opener goes tonight. He joins us on Brady and Walker. Do you expect anybody on the big roster back down? It's looked at, I guess, like a demotion, but being in this city and having a little closer interaction, can it be a benefit?
Oh yeah, it's we've been preaching it from day one that this isn't a demotion at all. This is we're going to use it as a tool more than anything, to where that's kind of the best part about the proximity of the two teams, is that if both teams are in the same city here in Toronto on the same day and they have games, like we're gonna be shuttling three guys back and forth, because we want them to be a part of both teams. These young guys, they have an opportunity to play in a game on a Wednesday night with 905. Like, we can have three guys assigned at a time. So if we have three guys play on Wednesday night with 905, Thursday night they're back on the bench for the Raptors, and then, you know, Friday night, like, just back and forth as much as possible, just to really get these guys the experience and the minutes and the conditioning and all that stuff. It goes such a long way, and I think that we've got a group of young guys that they've kind of bought into that, and the little bit that we've talked to them about, you know, that there's a chance this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are excited. They want to play minutes for the 905 because it's a chance for them to go out and do the stuff that they've been working on all year and then, you know, not been able to show it yet. So I don't think that our group of young guys is really seeing it as a demotion, which is good. They all kind of, they want to earn minutes on the main roster, and they know that this is, you know, the best chance for them to really get ready for that.
7:30 start tonight. It's Maine and Raptors 905. We're really glad you were able to come on with us today. Are you rolling with a mascot? Have you got somebody set? Is there something happening with them?
Yeah, they've got
you got a smaller dinosaur, right? Like from a different era, like the Cretaceous era?
No. I know when the Raptor was down with an injury, was that 2 years ago?
Yes, an ACL, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, when he was out, they had Stripes in as his replacement, and they've kept him on, and then now he's the 905 guy. So
My heavens. It all had a happy ending then.
Exactly, yeah.
Great. Hey, listen, we wish you the best tonight. Well, I know we'll talk lots during the season, and folks will be out there, young and old alike, from the suburbs and from the city. I think people are really excited about this.
Cool. All right. Thanks so much, guys.